Welcome to the McLaren Arts Center's podcast series.
Hi, I'm Christina Mancuso, Education Officer at the McLaren Arts Center. In this podcast, the McLaren is pleased to present the audio guide for Gravity's Faith, a solo show of works by painter Matt Bain.
My name is Matt Bain. I'm an artist living and working in Toronto, and I currently have a show called Gravity's Faith up at the McLaren Arts Center. So Rosetta Stone, that's from Detroit, and I took that one. That's in the old Packard plant. And that is a much more straightforward reading. So Rosetta Stone is the Rosetta Stone that has Greek, Egyptian, and Latin all written on it. So Detroit is my metaphor, just to let you know how fragile a civilization is. It takes a lot of work, and a lot of people have to make the right decisions to keep it together. When I finish a piece, I just want to see if the piece is good. And it generally happens when a piece does turn out to be pretty solid, or I'm happy with it. It generally happens when I've been open and honest with myself to make the work good, and the work's good as a result, as a consequence of that. And the same is true when I'm looking at work, and when I'm looking at other people's work, or going through a museum or something, I'm able to get the most out of it when I'm being open and honest with myself as well. Whether you're playing music or making drawings or whatever, it's got your hand in it, and there's not too much you can do about it. So it's best just to accept it and just try to make the best stuff you can. The title of the show, Gravity's Faith, is named after the piece Gravity's Faith. And that was one of the last pieces I did for the exhibition. And what I had in mind for that particular one, it's a bit exceptional in the context of my work, because most of the work is actually very, very still, and this one has a lot of movement. I wanted to do a landscape that had a sense of violence to it. When I come up with titles, I look to the image to evoke something, so very rarely will I have the title first. So this piece in particular has all the water rushing down, and it really has this strong movement. And Gravity's Faith is something that I thought of looking at that, and it seems evocative of the piece. The catalyst for moving from stillness to something more turbulent is I wanted to create a sense of tension in the work, and the way that you do that is you have one thing that is not the same, and I thought I could do it with some subtlety by choosing a landscape to do it rather than something that was maybe more dramatic or flashy. The landscapes, particularly the light and the earth, aren't religious in a dogmatic sense, but are supposed to, or I think, have a sense of awe and weight about them. Well, I think with the stillness again, very quiet, there's nothing going on. But the painting is large, it's 6 by 8 feet, and the paint is about an inch thick, and it's really like rippling and very active on the surface. So I like the dynamic of doing something really big, and where the surface is very active, and the feeling is very quiet. I think that tension is set up. I don't think that the painting is religious, but it's supposed to feel religious. To me, the photograph is actually not that important, and I certainly don't stay that true to them. I'm very interested in making a painting first. So regardless of content, the piece really needs to work as a painting and use those principles. So I think a lot about minimalist art. I think about most abstraction. I don't know if I'm thinking about it anymore, but I've absorbed those lessons, and that goes into making the painting. And if those principles are sound, then that really helps the content come out. In some ways, you know, really influences what the content is going to be. I'd been watching Apocalypse Now the night before, when they're going along the river, just before they get to Kurtz and the bridge is exploding. You can see like all those fires on the horizon, the lights, and I thought, oh, a fire in the dark, isn't that, you know, an evocative title? And just the, particularly like the dark shadows and or reflections in the water, it made me think of that when I looked at that piece, even though there's no fire in it. But that's how that title came to me. The photograph is more about the image. The feeling comes from the painting. I'm not reproducing an image. I'm making a painting and using an image as a catalyst for it. A lot of the photo sources that I have are like just from a camera phone or whatever. So they're not necessarily like the best quality, and you can't control all the light and everything like that. So that's where I get to really play as a artist, to put it all together. And so the paintings being very thick, having that heavy impasto surface sort of evenly distributed throughout, so the equal attention paid to the entire surface. One creates attention because equal attention has been paid to the entire surface, so you're not sure where exactly to look. The focus of the piece isn't necessarily explained the same way like a lot of photographs would be. And the other thing about the heavy paint is it lets you know that you're looking at a painting and not at a photograph. Paintings are read very differently than photographs, I think, are. Photography, I still think, is very much tied to the sense of journalistic truth, where paintings are not. Paintings are mostly about baloney. It's all just made up. It's just colored mud on a piece of cloth, and that's all. And it doesn't have that same, I was here, this is my experience, this happened at this time. Painting is different. So I want to try to pull out the best aspects of painting in that way. So I'm just trying to let the viewer know that, like, this is a painting. It's not to be read like a photograph. The piece is from Russia. But it really doesn't matter where it's from, because they all look the same. I've been working with these themes for a little while. So the landscapes and interiors that people see, they'll snap a photo and shoot it over to me. It's like, oh, I thought of you. And then I'll use it. Some of them I take, some of them I will combine different images online. One of the questions that I get asked a lot is, what's the deal with the dogs? Or if that's my dog. No, my dog's black, and black dogs are very hard to paint. They just visually don't work as well. But the dogs for me are these Virgil type characters in these ruined interiors. Virgil from Inferno was Dante's guide through hell. And I'd always thought, you shouldn't really trust your guide through hell. There should be something suspect about that. So I see these dogs as these suspect guides, that the reading of the work can oscillate back and forth between the perception of the dog. The interior is ruined, but it's full of light at the same time. It's swinging back and forth constantly between darkness and light, the earth and the sky, back and forth. And so for me, the dogs really swing the reading of it. And one of the artists that I'm very fond of, that I've tried to steal a tremendous amount from strategically, is Anselm Kiefer. And Kiefer was talking about he would attach big lead books or straw, different objects, unconventional painting materials to his canvases. And he said that one of the reasons that he would do that was to activate the image or the canvas more. And for me, the dogs do the same thing, because they're not supposed to be there. It creates that tension. It steers the painting away from a voyeuristic or a urban exploration type image, and it steers it into a different type of meaning. He was a fisher So I probably did that around late February, early March. So already I was thinking about going fishing a lot. I love going fishing. So that was probably on my mind. But I'd also been reading The Wasteland, which is about the story of the Fisher King. Or it certainly uses the subtext of the story of the Fisher King. And then in the same religious overtones as, like, he was a fisher of men. So it's all some very trivial and some very heavy things kind of went into why that was titled. So to use images of landscapes, the landscapes are all between seasons for the most part. So it's all this, like, transition. So rather than, you know, there's not very many leaves on the trees, if at all, it's a little bit snowy and mucky. And a lot of the landscapes as well have water. So again, it disturbs the picture plane. So you're not sure what's sky and what's water, what's up and what's down. And it's left to the viewer to choose how to read that. And I think that would be evocative of what it's like when faced with some degree, you know, some loss or a large transition area. You have to decide how to cope with it. In The Patience of the Earth, light is the primary subject matter. So again, taking an interior piece, and so you have a dark inside, and then the subject of it is light, really. And so much so that the light is blown right out, that it's absorbing the space around it to a certain degree. So, you know, all those things are about hope. What's that Leonard Cohen song? The cracks are how the light gets in. I think that's how he said it. And then the title of that is The Patience of the Earth. And that I kind of lifted off of Moby Dick. The last line of Moby Dick is, "The great shroud of the sea rolled on as it rolled for 5,000 years." So that's where Ishmael's floating on top of Quigque's coffin, and the whale's gone, the Pequod's gone, and Ahab's left, you know, forever slamming his harpoon into his side, and the ocean didn't even notice. And so I think about, you know, this great structure, and now it's gone, and the people are gone, and the earth is going to be just, you know, is. So I think when I think of the stuff like that, it really helps put things in perspective for me. A problem is only really a problem unless you're dealing with, like, how does human civilization get off of the fossil fuel economy and what to do about the kerfuffle in the Middle East. Other than that, most things are not really a problem. We can sort all that, the rest of that stuff out.
Gravity's Faith, a solo exhibition by Matt Bayen, is on view from June 8th to September 1st, 2013.